Hello, this is Paul McKenna. Welcome to the Times podcast for easy weight loss. When people say to me, but I've tried to lose weight, it's not easy, I usually say that's because you've been using the wrong approach. You've been dieting. And the research studies show that dieting works for hardly anybody. And those people that it does work for have to calorie count and worry about food continually. My approach will retrain the way that you think about food forever. I've studied people that are overweight and people that are naturally thin. I've studied them at great length over the last 15 years. And my weight loss system has the highest statistical success rate of any weight loss system in the world. And that's because it's got nothing to do with food. It's all to do with the way that you relate to food. Weight loss, as far as I'm concerned, is a human behavior issue. And it's very, very simple to change your behaviors. Just simple little changes in your behaviors will create massive differences and changes in your life. So I'm going to run through with you now some simple, easy changes that you need to make in your thinking and behavior that will make all the difference in the world. First of all, when you're hungry, I want you to go and eat. Now, I know for some people this flies in the face of what they've been told. When you starve yourself, your body thinks there's a famine on. It freaks out, goes into survival mode, it stores fat in its cells. It slows your metabolism. One of the reasons that you're overweight is because you've been starving yourself. If you starve yourself, you're going to end up binging. So stop starving yourself today. Stop it. When you're genuinely hungry, I want you to go and eat. I want you to tell your body there will always be enough food. It needs to stop slowing your metabolism. It needs to stop storing fat, and it can relax. Now, I just want to talk a little bit before we go on about real hunger and emotional hunger. Real physical hunger comes on gradually. You think to yourself, oh, I'm feeling a little peckish. Oh, I really must go and eat. Like, oh, I wonder what we should have for lunch. That sort of stuff. Emotional hunger comes on very suddenly. I feel upset. I'm going to go and have some chocolate to cheer myself up. Emotional hunger, we will deal with later. I'm only talking about physical hunger. So when you feel hungry, go and eat. Let your body know there will always be enough food. Do not wait until you are ravenous and starving, because if you do that, you'll end up binging. And that is bad. A lot of people do this. They go, oh, I'm so overweight. I'll wait till 4 o'clock before I have anything to eat. That is the stupidest thing you could do. People do not end up overweight overnight. Nobody wakes up and goes, I'm 5 stone overweight. I'm in the night. It just happened. No, they get there by a process of starving and binging, otherwise known as serial dieting. So when you're genuinely hungry, I want you to go and eat. Now, the next thing I want you to do is eat what you want, not what you think you should. You see, as soon as you make a food forbidden, it becomes really attractive. That's all you can think about. And no matter how much willpower you use, which is, by the way, the basis of dieting, you won't win. If you sit there thinking, I mustn't have chocolate cake melting in my mouth, that's it, you're finished. So what I want you to do is, in future, if you want a particular food, go and have it. Diets put this big emphasis on some foods being forbidden. Now, there are over 2,000 diets in print. Diets have had about 60 years, and we can conclusively conclude from the research studies that they work for hardly anybody, about 9% of people. And you know what that 9% look like. They're constantly freaked out around food, trying to spin plates all day, counting calories, trying to stay on a diet. My system has a success rate, a proven success rate of 71%. And I'm telling you that if you want to have chocolate or cheese or chips, have it. Naturally thin people eat chocolate and cheese and chips. Now, I hear people that are overweight say, oh, but it's because they've got a fast metabolism. They're lucky. No, no, no. Metabolism is not fixed. What slows your metabolism down is dieting, starving yourself. As soon as you starve yourself, your body freaks out, slows metabolism. It becomes very efficient at storing fat. So what you got to do is you got to feed your body, let it know that there's always going to be enough food, and give it what it truly wants. If you want chocolate, if you want cheese, you want ice cream, go and have it. I want you to go to your fridge and go to your cupboards and throw out anything that doesn't totally inspire you. By the way, if you see anything with the words low fat on it, I want you to think chemical crap. Only have foods that totally and utterly inspire you in future. Yeah? Now, some people say to me, but if I eat whatever I want, I'll just eat chocolate all day. No, no, no. Not if you do it like this, which is golden rule number 3. In future, I only ever want you to eat consciously. That means slowly, very deliberately, tasting, savoring, and enjoying every single mouthful. See, I've noticed a very curious thing about people that are overweight. They think about food all day long, except when they're actually eating it. And then they try and shovel the food into their mouths as fast as they can. There's actually a very good reason for this. Because when we eat, we release a happy chemical, a neurotransmitter called serotonin, that makes us feel really good. And if you shovel food into your mouth very, very fast, you get high on the serotonin. You feel really good, temporarily. But you're going so fast, you can't hear the signal from your stomach that says you're full. So you eat past the full signal, and sure, that high lasts for a few minutes, but then suddenly you feel fat and bloated and stuffed and really awful. So what I want you to do is this, and this is really the most important thing I can tell you today. This is the crux of my system. When you slow your eating speed down to about a quarter of normal speed, and I want you to chew the food 20 times. Put your knife and fork down on the table while you're chewing. Do not hold them in your hand. Literally, put them down. If you need to, sit on your hands. Chew that food slowly. Slowly, 20 times. Savor each mouthful. The taste develops as you chew it. Really savor it. And by the way, when I say eat consciously, you only focus on the food. Do not watch TV whilst eating. Do not read a magazine whilst eating. If you drink alcohol while you eat, for the next few days, I want you to stop drinking alcohol while you eat. You can drink it afterwards. If you can't go an hour without having a drink, you've got a much bigger problem. So chew that food slowly, consciously, and savor it. Have a slow motion eating contest, if you like. And chew it really slowly. People worry that the food's going to get cold on their plate. I don't care. Eat it slowly, really slowly. And then when you even suspect that you're full, this is rule number 4, stop eating. Now, I know this may seem like I'm pointing out the obvious, but this is the little differences that will make all the difference in the world. This is what you are not doing at the moment. This is what naturally thin people are doing. So you go really, really slowly, because finally you can hear that signal. When you're shoveling food into your mouth so fast, you're so high on the serotonin in your brain, you're anesthetized, you can't hear the signal from your stomach. Slow it right down, right down, right down. It'll feel a little weird for the first day or so, and then suddenly, when you think you're full, stop eating. If you're hungry 10 minutes later, go and eat again. These 4 golden rules are all you need. When you're hungry, eat. Eat what you want, not what you think you should. Eat consciously, slowly. Put the knife and fork down. Prise your fingers off the sandwich and put it down whilst you're chewing. And then when you even suspect you're full, stop eating. Excellent. Now, there's 2 other things I want to talk about. Firstly, emotional eating. Now, emotional eating is trying to change the way we feel with food. And if you're hungry for an emotional change, you're hungry for love or happiness or something like that, no amount of food ultimately is going to satisfy you. Sure, it might temporarily distract you, but you really need to change your feelings. So people often tell me they get cravings. They crave a particular food, chocolate, cheese, or chips, or whatever. I'm going to show you a technique in just a moment that was developed by a brilliant American scientist, Dr. Roger Callahan. And whilst this looks a little unusual, I promise you it works. Some people have suggested this is just a distraction, but I promise you it's not. Recent research has shown that it actually changes the way that the brain processes compulsion. So if you think of your brain as like a computer, we're overwriting the operating software of your brain. So here we go. I want you to think about a food that you comfort eat, that you crave. You know, it could be chocolate, chips, cheese, I don't know what it is. And get a desire going for it on a scale of 1 to 10. How big is the desire? Okay. Now, I know this looks unusual, but I want you to do this. Take 2 fingers and tap just under your collarbone. Now tap under your eye, about 10 times. Either side, it doesn't matter. Now tap your collarbone. Now tap the side of your hand, the karate chop point. Keep tapping it, thinking about that food that you crave. Now tap the back of your hand. Keep tapping the back of your hand. Close your eyes. Open your eyes. Look down to your right. Look down to your left. Keep tapping the back of your hand, thinking about that comfort food. rotate your eyes in a full circle, 360 degrees all the way around. Rotate in the opposite direction, 360 all the way around, tapping the back of your hand. Now, we're going to hum, we're going to count. We're going to go in the right brain, the left brain. Hum happy birthday with me while tapping the back of your hand, trying to think of that comfort food. Count out loud from 1 to 5, please. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hum happy birthday. Still tapping the back of your hand. Now, tap your collarbone. Tap under your eye. Tap your collarbone. Tap the side of your hand, the karate chop point. Now take a new reading. The number should have reduced. If it hasn't, just go through that sequence again until it does. Your desire may have completely disappeared. Over the next few days, you may have to tap 10 times a day, maybe 5 times a day. Just keep doing it until the desire, the cravings disappear, because this technique will put you in control. Well, finally, I just want to talk about exercise, because a lot of people tell me that they never exercise. And I say, what? You never get dressed? You never leave the house? You know? So what's really interesting is that a lot of people think to themselves they're not taking exercise, and they are. They're just not taking enough. The average British person walks about 6,000 steps a day. Somebody who's overweight walks 2,000 less steps. What's 2,000 steps? It's a 15-minute walk. So you walk 2 minutes here, 3 minutes there, 1 minute there, 5 minutes there. Suddenly, you're taking enough exercise. I want you to just begin to take a few more steps each day. You know, walk to the park or the shops. Get off a stop early on the bus. Instead of driving your car around the car park of the supermarket for 10 minutes, trying to get a space that's 10 yards closer to the door, just park it further away and walk those extra steps. Very soon, you'll be taking as much exercise as a naturally thin person. Good luck.